From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 11th day of April 2014. Happy birthday to my Irish twin, my brother Jay. If you don't know what that means, well, he and I were born less than 12 months apart and are the same age for a bit each and every year. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Lafayette, Indiana. Ben Pruess at the Andersons Everly, Iowa facility will be here to look at the cash grain market. We'll talk about the weather forecast with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey during this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world from the University of Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Let's check the numbers as they finished up in Chicago at the CME Group for this week. They finished like this. The May contract and the soft red winter wheat at $6.60 and a quarter. That was down two. July at $6.68 and a quarter, a penny and three quarters lower. The May corn futures at $4.98 and a half were down two and three quarters on the day. July at $5.04 and a half, two and three quarters lower. And September at $5.02 and a half, down 4 and a half cents. December futures, $4.99 and a quarter, five and three quarters lower. In May of next year at $5.12 and a half, down a nickel. July next year, $5.16 and three quarters in the corn pit, 4 and three quarters lower. May bean futures, $14.63, finished 19 and a quarter lower. July at $14.47 and a quarter, down 18 and a quarter. In August at $13.79, a settlement price down 9 and three quarters. September, $12.67 and three quarters, 7 and a quarter lower. And November beans of next year, $12.14 and three quarters, down 10 and three quarters. January futures of 2015 at $12.20 and a quarter, 10 and a half cents lower in the bean pit. May bean meal futures at $4.72.90, down 6.60. May bean oil at $42.10, that finished 40 cents lower on the afternoon. Live cattle futures finished the April at 144.85, up 85 cents. June futures were 57 and a half cents higher for 100 pounds at $135.77 and a half in the live cattle. Feeder cattle at 179.50 were up $1.22 and a half, and the May feeders at 187 at $180.07 and a half cents. Up 40 cents. Lean hog futures, 124.92 and a half, down 25 for the day. And the May futures on this Friday afternoon at $120.60, finished 2 and a half cents lower for the day. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. It does come to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Find us online at willag.org. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil futures for the day. May contract $103.62, up 22 cents. RBOB gasoline in the May at $3.08. That's just about unchanged. And ethanol futures at $2.36 per gallon. That's down 3 6/10. The spread between the two is 64 6/10 wide. That's 3 6/10 wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at in the May contract at $4.62, 3 1/2 cents lower. And diesel fuel for the day, $2.93 2/10, 6 10 lower. Gold futures at $1,318.60, down $1.50. And the U.S. dollar now at 79.46. That's up 0.04 for the afternoon. What does the weather forecast tell us about the weekend and the rest of the day? Here it is. Sunny skies, a high of 68. It is gorgeous outside. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 44 degrees. Saturday, sunny and a high near 74. It will be breezy. South winds at 8 to 13. They'll increase 18 to 23. That'll dry things out and put people in the field as those winds gust all the way to 30, but you won't be able to spray. And then on Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 59 degrees, and on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms in the area, cloudy, a high near 73. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms, a low of 49. Monday, showers likely, cloudy with a high of just 50 degrees by then. It will be breezy, a chance of precipitation, actually probably rainfall, 70% in the area, and then on Monday night, cloudy with a low, oh my, of 30 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny and 49. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and 31. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 52 degrees. Gosh, it is April, isn't it? I think so. We were running, I think, about 2 degrees ahead this week. We're going to fix that with the average already by the time we get to next week. This is willag.org.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Well, this is a Friday afternoon. Time to not check in at this point with Mike Zuzlo. We'll get to him in just a second, although we might talk to him a little early here. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. On the other hand, Les Schulte is in the studios, and as you've probably been hearing all week long, we are in the midst of our spring fund drive and the closing market report. No matter how you're listening to it, on one of our radio stations or on the web, whether that's on your smartphone or your computer, is funded by you, our listeners. And if it makes a difference to you, now's the time to step back up. I asked you on Tuesday to step up in a kind of a big way. Not as many of you as I hope stepped up, but honestly, those who did, they did a great job. They added to the bottom line, and that was kind of fun and important, and we need to do that again this afternoon. Les Schulte, this is simple and easy to do. The number to call is 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Now, we've asked here at the Ag Programming for 100 or 120, I think, for probably the better part of a decade. I've upped that this year. $200, I think, is a really good starting space. So let's do that. Let's show them what we can do on a Friday afternoon. 217-244-9455, the number to call. We have great folks in the wings, including Mike Zuzlo this afternoon, our regular Friday, and then Commodity Week comes up. If you happen to listen to that program on the air or on the web, either one, our guest this week is John Bondurant of Bondurant Futures. He's just one of the many people that I know everybody loves to listen to. And if that makes a difference, if you can't wait, then right now is the number to dial, Les Schulte, at 217-244-9455.
That's right, Todd. And just to correct you, we're not in the midst of it anymore. We're at the end of
it. Oh, baby.
This is the last opportunity for you to get on board this spring if you want to be a part of this fundraising effort to support programs on WILL, including the agricultural service. If you use this service, if you get a value out of this service, we need your call and your support right now. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Jackie Vakes actually is in the studio with us from Stuart Peterson, and she's scribbling notes, I guess, getting ready for Commodity Week.
Yeah,
Jackie?
Absolutely.
And Jackie, I know that you have been involved with this station and our information services here for a long time, and with the your time that you invest in this station, also with your financial support. Stuart Peterson is a great supporter of this station, and we appreciate everything, but we need those listeners to step up and do their part, too.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, especially people who are in our general listening audience, is what a jewel this is. Because when we travel to other places, I go to Iowa, I go to Ohio, they don't have anything like WILL and anything that's even close to the information that these guys provide. So, you know, when you look at even $120 a month, is 33 cents for a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not a big deal.
Pretty good value, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
when those things that you have around you all the time, you do take them for granted. And when they're not there, well, then you kind of miss them. Well, you want this to be here for you. We want this to be here for you. But we can only do that with your help and your support. 40% of the money necessary to operate this entire station, this entire public broadcasting operation, comes directly from listener support. Call right now. Last opportunity. Today is your last opportunity to get on board this spring, and call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. You can put your contribution on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And how much should they pledge, Todd?
Well, I think they should pledge
$200. You're a generous, generous man.
I'm with you too, Todd. I think that that it's a tremendous value.
I'm generous. I'm always good with giving somebody else's money away, aren't I? Hey, it's important to do, frankly, and thank you. Honestly, thank you so much. First, for listening, whether you give or you don't, it means a great deal to both Dave and I that you listen and that the programs make a difference to you. And I know it means a great deal to our analysts, including Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzlo and all of the rest of them. Speaking of Mike, he's been patiently waiting on the phone line. Hi, Mike. How are you on this afternoon? Mike should be there. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing great.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, good. I just had some wrong buttons pushed. Hey, so
happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I'm not going any further on that. All right. So let's talk about the marketplace just a bit. You know, we had earlier in the week the USDA reports. I know you've done some numbers on those and looked forward and started to think about what that really means for both new and old crop as we make our way really quickly now to the planting season. What are you telling your subscribers?
I think the biggest thing to come out of the USDA report was that the reduced wheat demand at the global level needed to have some scrutiny to it, because if that wheat demand, because it was due to China and their lower feeding demand, Todd, if that's accurate, that helps correspond with the Chinese feed demand as a whole being lower, and that being correlated with their economic growth slowing down. And so I went back and looked at some of the numbers line by line with the wheat number that USDA put out, the feeding side especially, and tried to look at that in reference to the Ag Attaché report that was out on the 7th for China's grain annual report. And those numbers do work together. They do make sense. And so it becomes real important that this seems a lot like late 2002, early 2003, when USDA took the wheat global ending stocks up as they took the U.S. corn ending stocks down. How did that end? Well, it ended with the wheat still being the leader, unfortunately. And so I think this is where it's very important that the corn, if we don't have planting delays, that corn traders, corn producers realize that wheat is now coming back in from maybe the fray and not as much a supportive role, and could actually be more of a negative role player here if the hard red wheat belt gets some extra rains here in the next couple, 3 weeks. That's a big if. I mean, that's why I think we stepped to the technical abyss in the grain markets today. We looked over the edge, and we stepped back and said, no, we're not going to take out major support levels because weather uncertainty, it was a deciding factor, and it's so important for both corn and wheat right now.
Okay, so can I take you through some numbers again with China? I want to stay with that just for a bit, because I know the price of hogs in particular in China has plummeted since December. That because they have such a large glut of hogs. That's now. Is this telling us that livestock numbers in whether it's poultry or hogs or I don't know what else might be there, and hogs normally wouldn't be fed wheat, but livestock numbers in general in China are going to be lower? But why does this?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Compound feeding is going to be lower, especially. That's the hallmark of the Attaché report, was that we are going back to concentrated mixes, because the break-evens are being hit so hard on the domestic level. And so compound feeding is going to take a hit because we're going to go back to concentrated feeding. I think it's important to realize right now some of the people in Asia that are in the meal industry are saying that the Chinese domestic crusher is losing $80 to $100 a ton. It was just this past December they were making $200 to $400 a ton on their meal crushing. And so we have had a significant shift because of the avian flu and because of the hog margins and the oversupply of hogs. You throw on top of that the idea that the state government now is going to release state reserves in May for soybeans. That becomes a very big, big supply issue as we go into the springtime. And so this is what the wheat does. It tends to reflect the global nature of the agriculture market, and China's feed demand being hit because of wheat, it makes it pretty important that the soybeans could get hit as well in their feed demand. I look for that in forthcoming reports.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're looking for that in forthcoming reports. So this is the beginning of the move back to where?
Well, that's where it goes back to the technicals. If you take out the 1460 in the May beans, I think then you really open the door to go back to around the $14, $13.95 level. Once some of those 50-day moving averages that haven't been tested for several months, we haven't gone back to those levels since some of these longer-term moving averages since late last year to August, September of last year. So there's not a lot of support underneath this market, technically speaking, especially, and what we're talking about here is the meal market, especially if the meal market leads you lower.
And then for corn?
I think corn is again, back to the wheat, technically and fundamentally, if you don't have planting delays, you've got very overbought conditions in corn. I liked USDA's export number of 1.75 billion. That rang the bell for what I've been talking about, it being the average export pace for the last 9 or 10 years, excluding the drought year of 2012. So I think the numbers are there now, and the demand has been met as far as USDA. So now we have to rely upon either increased demand or planting delays, and this puts wheat back in the spotlight as well. So I'm getting nervous about corn and wanting to re-up the hedges that we have on and maybe even extend those.
Any wheels down there in your part of the world for planting?
Lots of anhydrous. I think they're excited to go. I talked to a couple clients this week, and they're trying to hold pat because they don't know where the low is going to set up, and they don't know how cold it's going to be. But a lot of preparation, especially these last couple days, from Atchison all the way up into Iowa.
And the conditions are dry?
Conditions are very dry still. We picked up about 2.5 inches of rain, I think a little over a week ago, so we could get it in the ground, and with the temperatures not too warm, be fine, but we'd need a very, very good rain after that.
Yeah, I think on my Twitter account today, I saw somebody who asked the question if it was okay in here in at the western part of the state of Illinois to plant corn. One neighbor to the other, and they said, well, it says on the bag, store in a cool, dry place. So I.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because the Jacksonville producers I was talking to today, they are being essentially begged by their seed and agronomy people not to do anything this weekend if we get down to 30 or 29 degrees.
Yeah, okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, and good luck with the fund drive.
All right, thank you. That's Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us on this Friday afternoon edition of the Close Market Report. He's right. We're in the midst of a fund drive. If you can, dial in right now, and it's a good time to dial in, 217-244-9455, or hit that rare red square, rectangle actually, up at the top of the page at willag.org that says contribute. This is pretty simple, quick, easy to do. It's at 217-244-9455. Make sure that you tell them or write in, depending on whether you're online or on a phone line, agriculture, and that's what you're supporting. I kind of like the $200 level. It's a great place to start. Less is fantastic. It really is fine. Whatever you can do is really mucho good. So please do call in right now at 217-244-9455. And well, we're in the last throes of this one, Les Schulte.
You bet. And so this is a great time, the right time for you to call in and make that pledge of support. Make sure you mention agriculture when you call in as one of the services that you use and that you support here at WILL. Or when if you're doing it online, you can put that right in the little notes section, because when you do, every pledge made during the spring membership drive that mentions agriculture, we have a group of businesses. They will each donate a dollar to WILL, and they will each donate a dollar to the College of Aces Agricultural Communication Scholarship Fund at the University of Illinois. So your pledge now will help support WILL, will help support scholarships for ag communication students at the U of I, but it all starts with you. We want to thank our friends at, actually, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas, by the way, and Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, Total Grain Marketing, and the Andersons here in Champaign. Call now, 217-244-9455, or make that pledge online at willpledge.org. You can put that on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. It's easy, it's quick, and it's necessary now, because this is the end.
Hey, it is the end, but that doesn't mean you can't not dial. You do have to dial. You have to dial 217-244-9455. Let me give it to you one more time if you haven't figured it out now. The number to call, 217-244-9455.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's talk about the cash grain market on this Friday afternoon. Ben Pruce is at the Andersons Everly, Iowa facility and on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Ben.
Afternoon, Todd.
Well, we have been each and every time talking to you a bit about the ethanol plants that are in the area. They don't belong to the Andersons. I should be clear about that.
Yep.
But there are, what, three or four or five of them around, and they have said, no, we don't want the corn. Has that changed this week?
No, not so much. We are seeing, you know, at these levels that there's just a general disinterest in farmers selling grain. And, you know, just this week we're starting to see basis values. We're starting to get a call every now and then about, hey, our basis is 2 cents better. I mean, it, I think they're going to slowly leak back into it, but I think the farmer selling has kind of shut off here for a minute.
So is this still putting you at, what, about 33 under, or are you better than that?
No, we're still 35 under here today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just soggy in this neck of the woods. And you go 100 miles north into Minnesota, we got a guy that's got some corn up there, and their posted cash basis is 85 under.
Holy smokes.
So
you're not saying soggy.
Corn.
You're not saying soggy as in it's wet. You're saying soggy. There's a whole bunch of corn that needs to be moved, and nobody's
yes.
got a place to put it.
Yes. Well, awesome. And one plant alone, every month that they grind a million less bushels, that's another million bushels that's sitting around in our countryside looking for a home.
Yeah. So, and this is still just related to rail and availability of getting ethanol on out
yes.
and moved.
Yep. Yes, it's that function really still hasn't changed. And, you know, we keep hearing rumors of improved rail logistics, but we haven't seen that come to fruition
okay,
yet.
Okay, Ben, so I need you to think a bit broader about this. So if it's not coming from your area because you can't move it based on transportation issues, ethanol, that is, does
yep.
that mean that to the east of you, and I think the biggest problem may be to the East Coast, but does your ethanol go east or west there, or both ways?
I know specifically this Valero Hartley plant, they have specific customers on the East Coast.
Yeah, so East Coast. So what does it mean then to Decatur for production of ethanol, to Indiana, for instance, into your Anderson's facilities there and further to the west or to the east? Do they have a much better basis because of this, and are they able to pick up the slack?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously there's still some strong ethanol stocks on hand, right? We're not going to run out of ethanol. And I do know, like, our Anderson's ethanol facilities in the east of the Mississippi, they're running pedal to the metal. They cannot grind ethanol fast enough. They in the meantime, they're covering our shorts.
But yeah, they're covering your shorts. But at some point, do you see where you're going to get the transportation, or is it so? The real question is: will you get transportation back? Will everything crash at that point, or will you not get transportation back?
You know, I think honestly, I think the market at this point is just going to do its job, and if there becomes a great enough spread between the east and the west, the market will find a way to get our ethanol over there. But in the meantime, I think everybody's just pretty content sitting where they're at.
Yeah. And at this point, the spread between the price of RBOB gasoline and the price of ethanol is saying, we don't care.
Yeah, it's right now, everybody feels pretty content.
What are your bids for the day?
We're 463 cash corn, 1408 cash beans.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Ben Pruess. He's at the Andersons at the Grain Elevator there in Everly, Iowa, and quite frankly, I think he's one of the best things that has happened with us in the last year and a half on the radio station, because it gives us a completely different look at the marketplace. If you agree, I've got a number for you to call, 217-244-9455. Call in right now with your support of agricultural programming at willag.org. That's willag.org. Do it online there at willag.org, too. Up at the top of the page, you can just hit contribute in the red box. Either way, make sure they know you are in support of agriculture. Les Schulte, this is the last afternoon that we get a chance to raise funds from our agricultural listeners.
It is, Todd. It's the last opportunity that we have really to come and talk directly to our ag audience and ask for your support for the programs and the services that you get right here on this public radio station. If you appreciate the agricultural service, and believe me, this is not something that's on every public radio station. I don't even know if it's on any other public radio station, actually, to the extent that we do it here at WILL. And this has been made possible by you. You've let us know that this is an important service, but now you need to help support this service with your pledge call. This is a very important time of the year for us. We're going into the last couple of months of our fiscal year. Come July 1, we start all over again, and the money that we have in the bank, that's the money we'll have to spend on services, products, broadcasting, producing programs for you for another year. So if this is one of the services that you appreciate, that you use, that it helps you out throughout the year, call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org and make a pledge of support. Use your credit card if that works for you, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. But call right now, 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org and make your pledge of support to WILL.
Hey, thank you so much for doing that. We do appreciate it. Again, 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com. Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute is here now with today's weather forecast.
Spring has finally arrived in Illinois, at least for this week. Temperatures were about a degree above normal. Very little precipitation fell in central and northern Illinois. However, southern Illinois saw amounts in the ballpark of 1/2 inches. Thanks to precipitation in the last 2 weeks, soil moisture and stream flows look good across the state, causing the U.S. Drought Monitor to remove all drought in most of the abnormally dry designations in Illinois. Based on a water survey network of soil temperatures, the soils around the state continue to warm very slowly. The 4-inch temperatures are in the mid-40s to the low 50s across the state. The National Weather Service forecast for this weekend shows temperatures in the 70s across the state with widespread precipitation on Sunday and Monday. The heaviest amounts will be in northern and western Illinois and could be in the 1.5-inch to 3-inch range. Temperatures will be much cooler on Monday through Wednesday with nighttime lows dropping near to below freezing. The longer-range forecast out to April 24 show an increased chance of below-normal temperatures across Illinois and the Midwest, and an increased chance of above-normal precipitation across northern Illinois.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, with the weather forecast. Here are the numbers as they finished up for the week on the trade, and these are the highs and lows for the weeks and the changes Friday to Friday. May corn this week had a high of $5.19, the low there at $4.94. Settlement price was down 3.25 cents at $4.98.5 in the May. December, or the new crop harvest month, at $4.99.25, settled 7.25 cents lower than it did last Friday. Beans, $15.12 for the high, the low at $14.59.5 on the week. Settlement price in that May contract at $14.63, down 10.75 cents. November beans were up 6.25 this week, Friday to Friday. Settlement price at $12.14.75. May bean meal at $4.72.90, finished down $6.20 on the week. And the bean oil change from Friday to Friday was up 53 cents at $42.10. May wheat futures, $6.88 the high, the low at $6.56.25. A settlement price at $6.60.25, down 9.25 in July. $6.68.25 and a settlement price Friday to Friday, down 8.25 cents in the soft red winter wheat. Live cattle June contract, $135.77.5, finished 97.5 cents higher than it did last Friday. The feeders up $1.55 at $180.75 in the May contract, and the lean hogs changed up 67.5 cents Friday over Friday at $121.22.5. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. 217-244-9455. That's the number to call with your pledge of financial support on this Friday afternoon. And thank you for listening to our programs.